Yeah, we were excited. USDA awarded $15 million to the Alabama Agriculture Development Authority and the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industry to make low-interest loans to slaughter and processing businesses in Alabama. And so the USDA calls the program the Meat and Poultry Intermediary Lending Program, but in Alabama, we're going to shorten that down to just AMP for Alabama Meat Processing Program, AMPP. But the objective of federal government and us is just to expand meat processing in Alabama.
So how then will this program actually benefit Alabama?
Well, I think we all recognize during and after COVID that there were not enough meat processors to meet the demand for freezer beef that sold directly to consumers from cattle producers. So the wait time seemed to have gotten out 9 to 12 months to get an animal processed. So we're hoping to sort of help with that.
Well then, Commissioner, can you tell us more about the program and how it actually works?
Well, meat and poultry processing business can use the grant funds for almost anything, startup, expansion, operation, or any other kind of processing of meat and poultry. The loans can be used to purchase, construct new facilities, expand existing facilities, purchase new equipment, or even cover startup costs.
Well, for somebody out there that would like more information about this program, where can they go to get that?
Well, the loan applications aren't open quite yet, but we expect them to open in June. But if you wanted a little more information, you could visit agi.alabama/MPILP/.
Sounds good. Well, Commissioner, anything else you'd like to add to this?
Well, we were excited and somewhat honored to be one of only two states that USDA awarded the full funding for this program. So we hope once we get it out there that it'll make a positive impact in the food supply chain, from the farmer to the processing facility to the consumer.